Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Good afternoon. Chris Eggert in for Chad Hartman. Happy to be hanging out today. We talked about all kinds of things. I did not realize that Girl Scout cookies were going to turn into a controversial topic of all the things we talked about. All kinds of you weighing in on that. WCCO talking text line 651-461-9226. For the first hour, we focused pretty much exclusively, for the most part, on the situation that's happening out in L.A. and the fires. Three different fires that are burning. We talked to an entertainment reporter by the name of Kristen Burt, and she gave some really great perspective as someone who lives in the LA area, sort of explained how the warning systems work, tried to explain the geography a little bit more for those of us who aren't all that familiar with it, and sort of how things all fall into peace. There, we have learned since talking to her, and this was something that we sort of brought up with her, that the NFL is monitoring the potential for what's happening with the Vikings-Rams game, which is on Monday. Of course, big playoff game for us coming up. We're not saying they're going to move it, but it's on their radar screen. What would happen? I would certainly not guess that it would become a Vikings home game in any scenario. But there's talk about what are the nearest stadiums to where SoFi is, like
Vegas, Arizona.
Right.
Should be a Vikings home game.
It would be nice.
14-3 should get you something.
Boy, we should chat about the Vikings a little bit later.
I think we can do that.
It just, that game was, it was so predictable. Wasn't it?
Well.
Wasn't it? You knew we were going to poop the bed.
I was not convinced that they would win, certainly.
Yeah.
But to predict it would go exactly how it went with that level of offensive futility, that was a sight to behold.
It felt like Kirk. And how he could never win a night game.
I disagree.
I felt like Sam choked.
I think if we had, say, the last couple years' version of Kirk, it would have been a much closer game.
Really?
Yes. Kirk could still hit open receivers even when he was
but
having
But he never really did well with the big primetime night games. That was always a kind
that
of
That was
deal,
early
right?
in his career, even early in the Vikings run, but he got much better.
Yeah.
I didn't want to play.
Wow, that's
game.
A bold statement that the now benched Kirk Cousins would have been a better alternative.
Well, I said the last 2 years. I'm not saying, you know, this year's version with the seemingly not as strong arm and can't move even less than he could move before.
Right.
It would have been a struggle, but oh yeah, Kirk would have hit some of those passes to Jefferson that were open in the end zone. And I mean, Sam was so bad. But now we got Daniel Jones on the active roster, so let's go, boys.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the Vikings right now. We're not going to wait till later. So that's the big question today now is that Daniel Jones has been activated. This guy was a quarterback for the Giants. He was a big deal at a point and is considered a very talented quarterback. And the head coach.
The Vikings got him paid.
Kevin O'Connell.
When he dusted us in the playoffs.
Yeah. And head coach Kevin O'Connell is believed to be a quarterback whisperer. Look what he did with Sam Darnold, and he turned Sam into a winner until Sam wasn't a winner. He got spanked. And that's not the only reason that we lost that game, by the way. You can't put all that on Sam Darnold, but you can put a lot of it on Sam Darnold.
You can put a lot on him. You can put a lot on the coaching staff that refused to change any plans.
Yeah. Right.
Let's just keep having long, late developing routes with the guy who can't hit an open receiver
pass
and is
games,
getting knocked around.
Pass game's not really working. Maybe we should come up with a plan B. Right?
It's a good thought.
I mean, who are we to sit here and talk about the great one, Kevin O'Connell, in the Coach of the Year conversation?
Yes. Many people feeling he's leading the conversation even after that loss.
That's surprising after that loss because I did feel like we definitely got out-coached.
It does feel like Dan Campbell would have an argument given all the amount of injuries they've had. Certainly they had more expectations going into the year, but to do what they've done with all the injuries and having beaten Kevin O'Connell twice.
Yeah.
Seems like a strong argument in his favor, and I can see that.
I can see it too. What happens if the game gets what if the game gets moved to a neutral site? Is that does that give us a more of an advantage with the assumption being that some of the folks from Southern California wouldn't travel? I don't know. I have no idea.
It's a massive hotbed of Rams fans, as we know, in Southern California.
Right. They're still going to go to the game if it's in Vegas.
I mean, yeah, SoFi is typically a good portion of opposing teams' fans anyway, right?
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. Huh. All right.
I mean, certainly there would be fewer Rams fans if it was in Vegas or if it was in Arizona, wherever you're going to be able to move the thing. But they're not known for exactly having the biggest home field advantage in the league.
For sure. And I think part of the stadium is kind of open air ish, right?
It's a goofy kind of shape.
Not completely, but it's part of it, at least, almost like the big U.S. Bank Stadium with the opening of the doors, you know, the things there in the front.
The deals
with and they swing with the turn and the WCCO talking text line 651. 461-9226. How about the offensive line? Do you think they played well? No. I don't. And I don't think too many people do think they played well.
No. I don't think so. How many times did Sam get pressured? Now he was blitzed a ton, but just the amount of pressure on him was way more than any other game this year.
And is that because Detroit's defensive line is that much better? I guess I don't know. Or did the O-line just did we not rise to the moment as a team? Had a chance, big game. Did we just fail? Which happens.
Yeah, it does happen.
It's sport.
Sometimes your game plan is completely wrong.
Right.
And that seems to be the case because, I mean, all the all-out blitzes they were calling, your offensive line is going to be overwhelmed. Help them out.
Right.
Keep some backs in or figure out a way to get the ball out of Sam's hands very quickly to receivers that, given their talent, you'd hope could get open against single-man coverage.
Right.
None of that really seemed to transpire.
It did not. It was an ugly game. WCCO talking text line, 651-461-9226. You've been wrong. You're wrong about something.
Oh.
According to a listener?
Inform me, please.
David is wrong. I was at SoFi for the Thursday game. Way more Vikings fans than Rams fans. I think that's what you were saying.
I was making.
Yeah, that was the point he was making.
I was being very sarcastic about the amount of Rams fans that have taken over Southern California.
Right, yeah. No. I remember us talking on the sports about how many. Yeah. This one's another touchy topic. The kicking woes are back on the talking text line. You know Will Reichard?
Reichard, yeah.
Love the kid. Love his bit. He's become like a fan on social, a funny thing on social media because he's just regular, you know, young looking kid. By the way, he played for Alabama.
Kicked well.
And I'm not going to say the Dallas Cowboys of college football, but this year maybe that would be a good comparison.
Seems fair.
But a good team. So it's not like the guy just plunked the guy. He's got big game, high pressure.
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
But it appears he does have the yips.
Yeah, I mean, he still made the 150-plus yarder.
Yeah.
Missed one. The kickoff was, you know, right before the end of the half. That was the inexplicable one. And I didn't even see that because I had to take the dog for a walk.
Yeah.
And so he makes the kick with 20 seconds left, makes the field goal. And I say, great, I'm out, run upstairs, grab the dog on the leash, and head out the door. Going to circle the neighborhood, relieve some steam after release some steam after watching that first half. And I get a text from my brother, who just hate watches the Vikings. He loves them to death, but I get nothing from complaints for 3 hours every Sunday.
Isn't that what we all do?
Oh, he just cannot stand Kevin O'Connell. He can't stand him at all.
Oh, really?
He just constant ripping of the game plan. So, of course, I just naturally, no matter what happens, defend Kevin O'Connell just to stick it to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to play devil's
advocate. Play
the
counterpoint, right.
But I get this walk. I'm, 100 feet out the door, and I just get this text. Ding! Clicking on. It just says, bleeping kickers. What did he do? What did he do? Click on the ESPN app and, I see that Detroit's lining up for a field goal already. What happened?
It's funny that we also have a family text string. Go Vikings is, I think it's the name of it.
Oh, that's
it's my,
clever.
It's one of my uncles who lives in Lincoln, Nebraska. One of my uncles who lives in Tucson, Arizona. One of my uncle's boys who lives in Lincoln. My mother who lives in South Dakota. My wife and I who live here. So it's far reaching across this great country of ours of Vikings fans weighing in, and we don't talk to each other about anything else. There's no texting that really goes on as our family, and this is kind of our core group of family who are still around. It's just Vikings games.
Yep, it's 3 hours every weekend.
And it's hate texting. It's always, waiting for that to happen.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is too bad. But I just feel everyone's so hurt. It's their defense mechanism of how to deal with it, right?
Hey, everyone's got to have something, and this is our something, apparently.
Right. And no one had – if somebody would have told you at the beginning of the year that this is how the season was going to – that we would have this record, you'd be like, no way. That's the most insane thing I've ever heard. So the fact that we've done this well has been nothing short of amazing. It's been fun. It's been fun to see Sam Darnold. It's been fun to see the team. They've been enjoyable to watch, entertaining, always thrilling.
Yes.
But it just
never a lead they didn't want to relinquish and nearly lose.
No, that's what I mean. Like they could be up for the 30 points over the Packers and still find a way to.
That wouldn't happen.
Right.
Come on. Oh, wait.
Just.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's too bad we can't just enjoy it for what it is. But I suppose that's just the nature of being a sports fan.
Right? How are you feeling going into Monday night?
I don't feel good. I feel like this is the Giants year that we just got beat. First game. Season's over. Bye.
Daniel Jones is going to come in and just run us off the field.
Yeah, I do. I don't know. That was, and I'm sure people with more sports knowledge have, we just got just embarrassed in that game. I took a day off for that.
Really?
Well, I get up at 3 a.m, so there's no way I was going to stay
I suppose.
For work. So took the day off, had a nice shindig, which was fun. I'm not taking the day off for this game. If we lose, I don't want to see it anywhere. Well,
and I mean, I don't. I think they could win. If I had to bet, I'd say 51% of me says they'll win, and that's probably more heart than head. But up until last week, that is the one regular season loss. Granted, there was only two, but the one game where he got to about halftime and he said, "Nope, ain't their day."
Right,
ain't their day, and it turned into a 10-point loss, and probably could have been a little more.
Right.
I don't know where the confidence comes from, but.
What are we doing about the Brian Flores situation, too, the defensive coordinator? He's going to be talking to other teams about head coaching job?
Yeah, he's been very open saying, he's interested, as he should be.
He was not going to stay here and be a defensive coordinator for. He wants the money. He wants to get back.
Yeah, right? I'd want a head coaching job. That sounds like a decent little gig in the NFL.
Well, I think it pays pretty well.
Yeah, he's still got that lawsuit going against the NFL.
Yes,
so that might stop him
that's
from getting a job, as many people think it has.
Yeah, that's very true.
So far, but.
Might be a little, somebody might not want to get into that situation with him.
Yeah,
I did hear a little bit more about that this morning. I was like, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's still pending.
All right, WCCO Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. That's Vikings Talk with Dave and Chris. Should have got like a special open or something.
Start with your Gjallarhorn, work it from there.
Solid.
Thank you.
I have a problem. A lot of problems. I have a problem, and I'm gonna. It's got to do with sports, and I'm gonna fess up to it.
Okay.
When we come back after the break, I'm gonna open up a vein on this one.
Uh oh.
All right, you're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. News Talk 830 WCCO. 2:26 is the time. It's all right. That's not my favorite Elvis song. It's still a good song though. The catalog of music that you probably didn't even think about being an Elvis song. It's so vast. He was he was the king.
Wow, thank you for laying that one on us, Chris. Appreciate that.
He was the king. 90 years old today. I'm loving the music. And by the way, many of you are loving the music too. Weighing in on the WCCO talking text line, 651-461-9226. Chad Hartman is off today. My name is Chris Eggert. I'm with 5 Eyewitness News. Well, we talked about Vikings in the last segment. Talk about fair weather fans. The Vikes had a bad game. A friend is headed to Vegas tomorrow and is putting money on the Vikes to win it all. Skull. By the way, I gave him $5 to bet for me.
Getting better odds this week than you were last week.
Right?
That's good.
I want them to win. It's not it. I just, you know, that Detroit game was so bad.
It's going to be a weird town if they win a Super Bowl.
You can't even wrap your mind around what that would be.
That's just the thing. I mean, obviously the town will explode.
Right.
You know, when it happens, if it happens. When you get the parade and the celebration, but in the months and years that follow, what are we going to hang our hat on now?
That's what I mean.
It's like when the Cubs finally won another World Series.
Now what?
Okay.
Oh.
So are we still going to go to Wrigley?
Right. I thought it was over.
Yeah.
Now what? Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, maybe we don't want to win for that reason.
Hey, everyone's got to have something.
Need to keep that.
Between us and Buffalo, this is our something.
That carrot dangling out there always. You've got something to strive for. We'll see.
What's your problem?
I have a problem. My voice is a little hoarse today. And Chris Eggert, by the way, Channel 5. Early this morning, I went on the air at 5:30, and my partner, Megan Newquist, looks over at me, and she goes, "What's going on with your voice?" She goes, "You sound a little sick." I go, "Yeah, maybe a little sick. I'm a little tired." And a little bit hoarse from yelling at a basketball game. And that's where I'm confessing I have a problem.
Last night?
Yeah.
Which game was this last night? Because the Wolves weren't playing, the Gophers weren't playing.
Yeah, it's high school basketball. This is the Skips versus the Trojans.
Ah.
Girls high school basketball.
A young Ms. Eggert, I assume, plays.
My senior player.
The Skips.
And I made a vow a couple games ago, I'm not going to, and I don't yell at the girls. I just yell. It's what I do at the games. I just yell.
Do you yell words or just sounds?
Sometimes it's just sounds. No. I was yelling sounds last night. A lot of times it's at the ref. It's all good. It's all good, lighthearted yelling.
Oh, is it? Is it? Do the referees agree with that, Chris?
I don't know.
I know. I can tell you.
It's so hard to not, and it's so dumb because it's not impacting anything. It's not helping anything.
It's not helping.
Certainly
anything.
Not making
it
my,
might be impacting.
Certainly not making my wife any happier when I will yell at the basketball.
She give you the side eye.
Well, we're not even sitting next to each other at the basketball games anymore. Yeah,
you're that couple.
Yeah,
she
had a shout at me during the game the other day. Just stop.
Oh, no.
But here's where I some might see this as a problem. I
can't understand why.
I look at it as more of a gift.
Okay.
I have a gift.
And that gift is?
You
see things clearer than anyone else?
No. I have a gift as a heckler. I played college basketball for 2 years. After I, I decided to focus on my radio and TV career. So I stopped playing basketball, started focusing on that, quit basketball. My former coach, who talked me into staying at the same school and not transferring, which was very nice of him, he said, Eggert, you're more valuable to me as a heckler than you were as a player.
Did he offer to keep you on scholarship the last 2 years so you could sit the bench?
He didn't, but I took great pride in that.
You should.
And so I flexed that muscle often in college, cheering for my former teammates right at the 50-yard line. And this is where I honed my gift. I learned the right moments when it's perfectly quiet and the right thing to say to really, really, really get under the skin of people. This is my gift.
Can you give us an example?
I can't, but did you come to a basketball game? It doesn't matter.
I'm not sure I want to.
No.
If I do, I'm going to sit by your wife and not you.
And so a couple of games ago, I'm just going to shut up. It's fine. I'm trying not to be embarrassing. I'm not like being a buffoon. I'm not yelling swear words. I'm just.
Does your daughter get embarrassed by it?
I probably. And that's the biggest thing. That's the last thing in the world. If she ever says something to me, done. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's become, because of my gift, the parents have come to expect it.
Dare I say, desire it?
Yes.
They want loudmouth Chris.
Even some of the players on the bench were like, Mr. Eggert, I heard you. And I'm like, that wasn't me, actually. They're like, what? This is the one game where I took, or two games where I took off. I took off.
Yeah.
From commenting.
You silenced.
From commenting.
On you zipped game. It.
So I have a problem.
If there's a bad call, does the coach and the girls kind of just look back at you to yell at the ref?
And that's a whole other thing. Like, I, you don't want to be that guy either. Like, it's not obnoxious, but, or is it?
It sounds like it might be, given the reaction from your wife.
But if we've been married for, I don't know, 25, so many years now, like, of course, she's embarrassed of me for probably 10,000 other reasons.
Have you either been kicked out of a game or scolded by a referee that one more time and you're out of here?
Oh, in AAU basketball, I've never been kicked out of a game. I've definitely gotten but that's a free-for-all.
When your daughter was playing, not like when you were playing back in the day?
No, the AAU wasn't a thing when I was playing. But yeah, AAU is a free-for-all. It must be like what pro wrestling was back in the day, where everyone was in a tiny crowded gym and there's on top of each other.
We're all in the steel cage together. Yeah, let's go.
That's what AAU feels like. And I definitely, but I've never been. One of my friends has been kicked out of an AAU game. And I don't know. I appreciate the refs. I refed basketball for a number of years. Like I get it. And I generally is it a gift or is it a problem? My gift is also my problem.
Did you use your gift while you were playing when you were actually on the court? Were you a chirper?
Generally, no, because when I open my mouth is when things usually went south. I was better off just to shut up and put the head down and just play.
See, when I played basketball, all I could do well was chirp. So I talked even though I knew I wasn't going to be able to back it up.
I was never really a smack talker during the game. That never really worked out well for me. Now, my gift/problem has become such a gift/problem that in the time between when I was done playing basketball and just having children who play, I did not go to basketball games.
Really?
Because it was too emotional.
Too much?
Yes. It was just there, bubbling.
I need to scream.
I need to say something.
I need someone to yell at.
It's ridiculous. I hate myself. I'm sorry to. There you go. That's my problem. I thought everyone should know that.
Thank you for being open.
And honest. Trying to be open and honest. Maybe it's because we've not found happiness in other aspects of our life, and that's why maybe we have. As a culture, I'm not the only one, by the way. I know you guys are out there. I see you at the games. I know there's plenty of other people who are yelling. I'm not the only guilty party here. Maybe it's because there's something missing in our lives, in our culture. And you know what? The outgoing Surgeon General agrees. find out what he thinks, help you feel better about yourself. When we come back, you're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. I hate to even talk over this one. Another Elvis Presley gem. 2:41 is the time. News Talk 830 WCCO. Chad Hartman is off today. If you're wondering who this strange voice is on your radio, my name is Chris Eggert. I do the news over on Channel 5. Also do a show called Minnesota Live that airs at 9 o'clock every morning over on the Big 5. And here today, so a little late, enjoying myself. Producer Dave Harrigan. David, always good to spend time with you.
You as well.
Dave and I used to work together back at the old media factory.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Always enjoyed your company.
I think we're having more fun than Anderson is right now on CNN.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Look at the air around him. Goodness.
Yep, Anderson Cooper with CNN out in Los Angeles right now. Two people dead. Los Angeles authorities now saying a Palisade fighter is the biggest in L.A. County history. I just saw that cross the wire a short time ago. They don't even have 0% contained. They don't even have a number of people who are injured. They don't even have a solid number on that yet, which is not obviously not good.
Over 10,000 acres, and I have to imagine growing by the moment.
1,000 or so structures at last check that have been destroyed there. So that's obviously something that everyone's keeping tabs on the last couple of days. One of the stories that we came across last night or this morning when we were talking about things that we should discuss today, it's a good one. It's outgoing Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, and he wrote a letter. Kind of like a final, you know.
We'll see you goodbye.
Yep. I'm out. It's been a good run. Here's final thoughts, essentially. To People Magazine. People got it. If you want to find it. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I want to sort of start out to explain a little bit some context. So he says, my father told me he never felt emptiness, that painful gnawing feeling that something's missing in your life, until he left his farming village in rural India. It was a remarkable statement from a man who grew up with no running water or electricity and whose family scarcely had enough to put food on the table. But in the village, people took care of each other. They shared food. They looked out for each other's kids. They helped out in a crisis. People knew each other, not just their names, their stories. They knew their families. They chose to spend time with each other over meals, games, celebrations for the many festivals. And I found myself coming back to my father's story as I've grappled with a central question during my two terms as Surgeon General. What are deeper root causes of pain and unhappiness that I encounter so often across the country? Answering this question is urgent because the status quo is harming our physical and mental health, robbing us of our optimism, and contributing to division and polarization. It's a pretty interesting thought. And I guess I would have to say that I agree with it. He goes on to say there are well-known contributors to stress and discontent, hardship, worries about the future, but there's still something missing. And he goes on to say, and this is the takeaway: relationships keep us grounded and bonded to each other. Service, from formal volunteering to informal small acts of kindness, is about helping each other. And purpose gives our life a sense of direction and meaning. Together, these elements form a triad of fulfillment. This can impact physical health, mental health, reducing a risk for heart disease, depression, anxiety, premature death. They also allow us to connect with something bigger than ourselves. And when you think about what we've become as a society of keyboard warriors on our phones and sitting by ourselves on the couch and getting all fired up about XYZ. And what he's saying does make a lot of sense. It's a good message. And I think it's worth you guys out there finding it and reading it. It's at people.com. What's life all about? And I don't know. Is it going to fix everything? I don't know. But if you don't have a sense of purpose, you don't have a sense of community, you're not doing anything for anybody. So that's his theory. That's kind of why we're That's the way we are right now. I don't know.
Yeah, and there's a lot of reasons for the way we are.
Yeah.
And there's a lot, but sense of purpose is huge for a great number of people, and maybe all people, right? You know, waking up every morning with something to do that is important to you, whether that be important for the world or just important for you, something that's impactful in your life, I think there's huge meaning in that.
And that might not be – your purpose might not be your work either, by the way. You know, that's it could not be.
Taking care of your family.
Yeah.
Maybe your purpose is going golfing that day and shooting the lowest score you can.
That's a that's a purpose I need to get into. I'm not really a golfer, but
– I just want to play golf and have enough balls left in my bag to then play again.
See? you found a purpose.
But yeah.
It's good. And I just I'm becoming that guy who's – And I'm a slave to it like everybody else. I'm a slave to this stupid phone. And I cannot help but think that a lot of the way the reason we become as triggered as we've become is because we sit by ourselves or even sit in a room with other people and you're not even talking to them anymore. You're just focused on your phone.
And you were talking about it.
Right.
With, was it your wife, mom, and father-in-law?
Following breaking news.
The TV's on, giving you all the news about New Orleans on New Year's Day.
Yep, but everyone's sitting on the couch looking at their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think there's some isolation that happens with that. I do think people have forgotten how to talk to each other. I do think if I go out for a beverage in the afternoon every once in a while for a happy hour or something – I try to put the phone down and actually like sit there and have a conversation with somebody who's sitting next to you, or like these things that we just used to do before we could sit there in our own little world and stare at this little piece of glass and have it tell us whatever it is we're looking for. Mm-hmm. That to me is the what do you think you're looking for in that little piece of glass that you're going to find?
Specifically when you're doom scrolling on social media or
whatever
like
it is.
That.
And when you think about it that way, I do think about like, what is it that I'm, when I'm going to this thing, what is it I'm hoping to find? And how is that going to, when I find whatever it is I'm looking for?
Yeah. And how many times do you look up then 20 minutes, 40 minutes, two hours later and think, boy, that was time well spent.
Oh my God. I can't believe I just.
Yeah.
Looked at.
And you talked about it last night. You're tired. It's already late. You should be going to sleep. What do? Yeah, I grab the phone.
I hop on social media.
I do the same thing every night.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's social media or I think I need to play a game of Scrabble right now. That's what my mind needs. Yes. Yes. Scrabble at 11:30 at night when I have to get up in 5 hours.
It's like every sleep expert says the worst possible thing you can do before you go to bed is look at your phone.
Yes. And we all do it. And then we roll over when the alarm goes off, which is often on our phones.
Yep.
Turn it off.
Look at it again.
And then, what's happening on X? What's happening on Instagram, right?
I say it's because of my profession.
We're all lying.
I would like to take some of that stuff off my phone and not look at it.
But do you at least cancel
then I'm missing out.
Do you silence the alert?
Yes. Yeah. For sure.
That's one thing that has made an impact, at least I think, in my phone usage.
Yep.
I don't get alerts from anything except, you know, like text messages.
Yep.
But all apps don't, no alerts, nothing.
That's smart.
Yeah. Because, as it's been explained by people much smarter than me, the phone is a toy that tells you, hey, play with me. Versus all the other things that we grew up with, we had to actively.
Yeah.
Go out in search of.
Yeah.
You know, where the phone's just ding, 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 look at me.
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
I wonder if old Tim Apple thought this is how this was going to go when he thought up these phones. You remember the Tim Apple?
I do.
call back to the first.
Well, actually, it was Steve Apple that he's
Steve
the
Apple?
One who dreamt up the phones.
Right. But
then Steve left us, so he had to hand the reins to Tim Apple.
Tim Apple, right.
His baby boy.
Oh, Tim Apple. All right. Well, deep thoughts with Dave and Chris.
And Vivek you
guys,
Murthy.
And Vivek.
Thank you.
No, seriously, I would, if you guys are out there, I would 100% find that. In fact, I'll make it easy for you. Because I know you guys don't have Google. I'll paste that baby on my the Facebook page and on the socials so you can look for that.
So you can go to your phone, scroll until you find
Chris
Eggert.
That's what you do. What do you do? It's all there. Yeah, hop on your phone and learn about how you should be happy, not... Ay. 251's the time. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. 254 is the time. It is a Lindus Construction time check. Time to invest in GAF solar roofing and receive...
That's just a lie. That's not the time.
Free installation and labor.
Look at
255?
Yeah.
What did I say?
254.
Just switched.
I mean...
Ever since you became a radio person and you got out of television, you're very combative to us in this craft, Jason. I thought we were friends.
I know.
You're coming at me.
You know, I thought fact-checking was dead. I should have just let that sit. I'm sorry.
I was looking at this clock right here.
Could have got a community note about
clock?
It.
We have a clock over there?
It's in your computer.
Oh, on the computer. Wow, that is some of the best technology from, like, the late 90s.
Yeah, right.
So, I don't know. They upgraded our computer.
Yeah,
have you noticed?
It's a nice monitor.
Well, we had a conversation today. They might put cameras in here. It's my third year here at CCO Radio.
Yeah?
And
well, you're so good looking. You should be on camera.
You are better looking. I think you are underrated for your looks.
Huh.
Everybody, because you sit next to beautiful people, right?
Well, that's the thing. Yes.
Right. But yeah. I do think, don't sell yourself short.
That's
See,
amazing.
Now I've completely thrown you off.
I know you have.
Don't know what to do
you
with
have.
That.
You've did a Jedi mind trick.
A true Minnesotan doesn't know how to accept a compliment.
You're right about that. Deflect.
Absolutely deflect.
If
possible, try to say, like, well, I bought this shirt for $9.27.
Yep. Got it at Costco.
Right.
Yeah.
That's,
it was on the sale rack. We were talking about this earlier that I said I have a problem/gift of being able to be vocal at games.
Right.
You had a son who played soccer.
Oh, yeah. So I was a basketball ref also.
Yeah.
And I ref soccer.
I would have given it to you.
Oh. So I am very quiet.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some parent is just waiting to be like, the guy from CCO.
Oh, that's very true.
So I sort of zip it.
Yeah.
I just cheer positively. And... it is funny to see, like, people who are your friends and then hear some of the stuff that comes out of their mouth on the sideline of a youth sporting event. You're like, come on, man. Like, your kid's not, and you're that guy.
I'm not, but I am kind of.
I know you are.
I get so riled up. I was like,
it's hard.
Calm down.
I know. It is hard.
You put so much time and effort into it, and then. Yeah, it's dumb, though. I'm over it
It's
now.
Hard. It's emotional. Like, I was very similar when I was watching Seth compete in speech and debate.
Yeah.
You know, just screaming at the
just jumped
refs.
In and, what are you talking about?
That's outrageous.
He totally made that point.
Disqualify him.
Yeah. Jason DeRussia coming up next.
Lifetime ban from the speech and debate organization.
News Talk 830 WCCO.